sweet.
As sweet as it
could
be. Oh,
my goodness.
But I haven't seen it. It's been 10 years, I imagine, if they'd be dead before now. But it was down low where it got plenty of water.
Oh, boy.
It was a wonderful tree.
What did you call the center of those cherries?
Pit. I'd say peach pit. Or cherry pit. Cherry seed. I don't know which one.
Yeah,
pick these cherries. I always say pick these cherries. I got to pick these cherries.
You start thinking about something, you get more stuff, don't you? That happens to me. I can't tell you what I say.
That's the way with me. So many expressions, and it's surprising that you don't realize that just what you do and say, what you do say.
Did you ever raise a crop that grows on vines? You mentioned you raised potatoes. What kind of potatoes?
Sweet and Irish potatoes, both. Huh? Dad was great for sweet potatoes. He really liked sweet potatoes. And I know we kept oil fields and potatoes for a long time.
Did you ever raise any of those things that had shells on, grow underground, roasted?
Artichokes?
No, I'm thinking more of those little nut-like things.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Yes, we used to grow peanuts. Uh-huh, and they did wonderful in that sand. Oh. Just, it was a wonderful crop. But, yes, he used to plant peanuts.
Did they ever call those anything else around here?
No, we never did. Now, I've heard people call them goobers, mm-hmm. but we never did.
Around in this area?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I've heard a lot of people. But it's mostly people that came in here from the south that say goobers. I know the man that's a court clerk at the courthouse. He always says goobers.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so weird to us when I mean.
Were there any walnuts in here?
No. No, there were no walnut trees. There are now. A lot of people have planted quite a few of them. But they weren't any at all that I don't know.
You mentioned you had a garden. Oh, here's another one. Did you have any nut trees in here of other kind?
None that I ever know. We had wild grapes for fruit, too. I said we didn't have anything for wild plants. We had wild grapes up in the timber.
Am I tiring you now?
No, I'm not.
What did you get? Did you get fruit for Christmas?
Usually oranges, and that was a treat, I'll tell you. It really was. I can remember one year these old fields brought their family over, and they had presents for their children, especially the little girl got my little girl used to call sleepy-eyed doll. Oh, and when I saw that on the tree, I wanted it so very bad. But they didn't get any candy or nuts or oranges and apples. And we did, so that kind of made up for the the doll. Yes, oranges were a big treat to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever Dad went to town, he'd always bring things like that home to us. But it'd be months before they would go to town, so we just—they were really a treat to us. The same way with candy. Now, my mother—I don't ever remember mother making anything but taffy. She'd make taffy candy. But fudge, she just didn't know how to make it. And the only candy we got, I think that's another reason why we were so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tank up on a lot of stuff like that. The children do now. And we just had good old substantial food. But it was a treat to us when Dad would go to Ashland.
And you mentioned your garden. What did you grow there?